I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, one of the biggest days on the NFL calendar. Every day is a big day in the NFL calendar. It is the most popular sport, the most popular thing in the United States. I can't say the world because the World Cup is bigger, but this is like a national holiday. Somehow, some way, over the last decade or so, the NFL has turned itself into a daily machine, and it just churns out content, content, content. And tonight is the NFL draft where teams, they all could dream. And the Giants and the Jets, they've got big dreams, but they all have big decisions to make. They really do.
Well, it's a perfect storm. It not only tells you how popular the NFL is, it tells you how popular college football is. Now, maybe it's not as popular in the New York metropolitan area as it is around the country, but it's still huge. So this is when they come together because football fans around the country know these players. Maybe not all of them, but you know they know the players. They know the NFL. And so they've really done a great job of marketing it. Other sports have tried to pick up on it, too, by airing their drafts. Even baseball now has their draft. But we don't have an intimate knowledge of those players outside of the NBA, but the NBA only has a couple of drafts, and let's face it, guys, the NBA draft is very top-heavy. Unless you're drafted in the first 15, it's really difficult to get an impact, but you do see great players get selected in the second round, third round, and you know who these players are in a lot of cases, so it really makes for some tremendous theater, and they'll win the night going up against playoff games. Think about that, playoff games, and they'll pulverize everything they go up against tonight.
Now, we just talked to Jordan Ronan at 4:30, and he covers the Giants for us. And he said if the Giants move up to 3, which would mean dealing with the New England Patriots, in order for them to get Drake May, who they really like a lot, they'd have to give up the 6th pick in the draft, so a first-rounder.
All right.
A second-rounder, which they only have one because they used the other one that they had to get Burns. Mm-hmm. And then next year's first-rounder. And the more I think about it, the more this unnerves me because there's one guy in the draft that I think I would do that for. And that's Caleb Williams.
Right.
Because every other quarterback, Peter, has some kind of question mark. Now, you have to trust you're evaluating skills, and these people are quarterback people. They're the ones who got Josh Allen. That stays with you forever because that's a big check mark. And just like the fact that Joe Douglas has Zach Wilson on his resume, and that's a big stink mark that he'll never get out from under. But, boy, every quarterback – You look at different people, Peter. They all say, well, he can't do this, he can't do that. This is a question. Nobody has questions about Caleb Williams other than the fact that he uses nail polish. So that's my concern. That's an awfully big package. But as Don said earlier, well, if they believe in this guy, then I guess you make that move.
Listen, as Ryan Clark said yesterday, this is not a situation with a quarterback falling to you. This should be a situation where you absolutely go out there and grab the quarterback you love. So if they love Drake May, and he is the guy. And by the way, I would hope that means that they've felt that way for a while. I would hope that predates, 6 weeks ago.
Well, I would hope.
You would hope. Then you know what? Go for it. But I've been there before, guys. I was there when the Redskins moved up to get RG3. And they moved heaven and earth to do so. And it was a fun year. And then it was really tough to get out from under. So you have to get it right. If you're going to make a move like that, you just have to get it right.
And if you look at the amount of quarterbacks that turn out to be busts, first-round quarterbacks. So we all look at Zach Wilson. Look at the quarterbacks taken after him. They've all been traded from their original teams. Yep. Teams get it wrong. I mean, they get it wrong spectacularly. Spectacularly. And I said earlier in the show, in the 3 o'clock hour, I don't think this deal would be made until, after the second pick is made. But it looks like the Giants like Jaden Daniels as much as they like Drake May, so they still might make this deal. They might make this deal. They sit snugly at three, and they'll take their chance, whichever quarterback is remaining.
And here's what's interesting, because everybody's got a different opinion, right? So imagine if you're Washington sitting at two, or the Patriots sitting at three, and you're snickering thinking, I can get a sixth overall pick, a second-round pick, and a first-round pick next year from the Giants, and I actually want McCarthy. Imagine that room if you're like, I think McCarthy's the better quarterback, and I could still get him at six. So you can actually get all of this and maybe get the quarterback you actually want. So, because that might be the reason you make the deal, right? That's even what Jordan said, and maybe the reason the Patriots make that deal is because they want J.J. McCarthy anyway.
It has to be it. There's no way the Patriots come out of this draft without a quarterback. You can't say, okay, Jacoby Brissett's our guy.
So can you imagine if they end up being right? It would be like Tom Brady all over again. You're able to get the quarterback you want and get a first-round pick next year, a second-round pick this year. Like, that would be such a coup for them. Maybe that's why Washington's all of a sudden like talking off of Daniels, if you want to believe that smokescreen, because maybe they really were like, listen, I take J.J. McCarthy at six. I don't know if I want to take him at two, but if I can make a deal, I don't see the Giants making a deal in the division like that. You can send him to New England's another conference. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't bother you as much. But if you really want him,
now,
I guess you got no choice.
We don't have the information they have. We have not had these sit-downs with them, so I'm just going to give you my personal opinion.
Right.
I don't think I would give up that sort of package for Drake May. I just don't think I would. But, again, I don't know Drake May from a hole in the wall. I don't even know if I've seen Drake May play. But just I read everything I could possibly read on The Athletic and all the sports sites that I trust, and I see great things about him. I see a lot of bad things about him. I personally, I could be wrong. Just like I might be wrong with J.J. McCarthy, I don't think I would move heaven and earth for Drake May, but it looks like they're going to.
I want to slightly disagree with something Peter said in the last hour.
Okay.
And you kind of just flippantly said it when Michael said, these general managers know more than we do, and you're like, do they? Well, technically, I think they have more information than we do.
For sure.
And they have more information than anybody else. So a lot of the analysts and people, even Mel Kiper, all these people, and I trust their opinions and their eyeballs. But these general managers, I think, have way more information because they've probably been studying May for a couple of years. They've talked to him. They've talked to probably everybody that's ever associated with them. It just makes sense that they would have more information. They could still get it wrong, Peter, and they might, at the end of the day, get it wrong. But the one thing I do think these general managers have over us, have over all the analysts and former players and all that, is they are equipped with a lot more information to be able to make that selection.
But the thing that scares me, there's no, like, it's not like math where there's a right answer. There's not a wrong answer in math. So the things that they accentuate or the things that they put a lot of import in their decision-making could be dead wrong, it was with Zach Wilson.
And the one thing that I kind of figure, Michael, maybe outside of the pro day, is they don't put as much stock in the actual games as we do. I think they look at the analytics, they look at the mental acuity, all the things. I think they look at the games, but I think they go way beyond like sitting there on ESPN on a Saturday afternoon watching the play the way we do. Like you say, you don't see it with J.J. McCarthy. What you're not seeing, I'm not even sure they're even looking at.
Well, I'm sure they look at things that we can't even imagine.
Well, but because look at how these guys move after the season's over. Like that wouldn't make any sense to me, right? As even though I love football and think I know it a little bit, it's still pedestrian compared to their knowledge of it. They get paid millions of dollars to make these decisions. So they look at the game differently than I do. But how can you move that much in the draft after the season's over? So they obviously have to be looking at all the post-career stuff than actually analyzing what's happening on the college football gridiron, because they move so much after the season's over.
All right, let's take some phone calls. It's out there. You heard what Jordan Ronan said, what we're saying. Andrew in Medford. Start it off, Andrew.
Yeah, hey, Michael. Hey, Don. And hey, what's up, crew?
Crew, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know me, crew.
Oh, nice.
What's up, Andrew?
Listen, I'm so hot on this draft. I want to talk about the Yankees and the draft. I'll say something quick about the Yankees. The Yankees are in first place. They win tonight. What is that, like the 6 or 7 series they win, Michael?
Yeah.
With only one loss. And ready? They're in first place without Cole. And when the warm weather comes, they're all going to hit. The Yankees are doing fine. So the draft, though, listen, I agree with you, Michael. It's making me mad even. You can't trade for Drake May. You're giving up too much. You can't do it. I'm going to tell you why. Because right now, if the Giants go at 6, and let's say there's not a quarterback there, okay? You take Neighbors, and then you trade down in the second round, either early second round or late first round, you go after Bo Nix.
But maybe they don't like Bo Nix.
Well, you tell me your opinion after I give this, okay? Because all this hoopla for Drake May, right? Here's Drake May's stats for last year. They're not bad. 3,608 yards, right? 24 TDs and 9 picks, right? And a 79.3 quarterback rating. All right? Now, Bo Nix, ready? Bo Nix has, for 2023, 4,508 yards, 45 touchdowns, and 3 picks with a 77 rating. Not too far on. A quarterback rating, actually, of 91.2. So...
Yeah, I mean, they look well beyond the numbers. But, and he could be on a team that had more talent and a different offensive structure that they allow him to throw for 44 touchdown passes. Listen, if they like Bo Nix, that's a good plan. If they don't like Bo Nix, it's not a good plan.
But Bo Nix isn't even in the conversation to go above May. So obviously those numbers don't matter to the general managers. Because if they did, wouldn't he be ranked higher? So they're digging in way deeper than we do with information we couldn't even dream of. Let's just go. Be about the stats, guys.
No, because you play in different conferences. You have different skill levels, skill level players next to you. No, you can't just look at the numbers. They look beyond that. As Don said, Bo Nix is not in the conversation for the top picks. Let's go to Griffin in Connecticut.
Hey, guys. I think Don said this earlier. To me, the Giants, I wouldn't go up for Drake May, or I wouldn't go up for J.J. McCaffrey, just because we have not seen what Daniel Jones is. And Don, you're 100% right. He's never had an offensive line. His offensive line has always been bad, and he's never had a number one star receiver. Malik Nabers is that. So what if happens if Daniel Jones ends up doing well with Malik Nabers and with this? Then you can see. And another team to look out for that could move up is the Minnesota Vikings, because they're a team that do need a quarterback, because there's no way they're going to rely on Sam Darnold throughout the whole year. So they do need a team.
That's Steve Serby's prediction today.
The thought is they have to they like J.J. McCarthy. And they've got to bring in a quarterback, Peter. I don't know if Justin Jefferson is going to re-sign with Sam Darnold throwing to him. What was the package they gave up for Eli, Don? Was it the fourth pick and then the first round of next year, too?
Yeah.
So it's just similar.
But it was for the consensus number one pick.
Right.
So would you be okay to do this if they were trading up to get Caleb Williams?
Yes. I said the only way I'd make a deal of this magnitude would be for a guy that has no question marks. Now, the question marks with him, he cries and he has, you know, he wears nail polish. So what? I mean, he can play. Nobody doubts that he can play.
Well, there's a lot of quarterbacks that are supposed to go in the first round. No one is suggesting that it's not going to be Caleb Williams at one. He's the consensus number one overall pick.
Well, Fran from Massapequa said they're going to take Marvin Harrison. That's what
I heard
said.
About this.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be something.
Let's go to Jason in Pennsylvania. Jason.
Michael, Don, Peter, absolutely love the show.
Thanks.
I've been a loyal listener since 2009 when Don LaGreca absolutely just hooked me to the show when he did the Answer It rant.
Thank you
guys. Just bring so much show. Yeah, I'm going 15 strong now.
Nice, man.
Listening. Just wanted to get you guys' thoughts on, because obviously there was no interest in Zach. So why would Sean Payton have any interest in him other than to prove the point he tried to make last year before, like a wise man likes to say, hamstrings must be pretty tight there with that back pedal. That cracks me up. But
but he fell.
Maybe he wants to prove.
He fell with Russell Wilson, though. You know, just to prove the act wrong? Yeah, but he's already failed once in trying to rehabilitate a Hackett failure. So why would you make a trade like this to prove Hackett wrong? They're still looking to get a quarterback. They're not going into the season with Zach Wilson as their starting quarterback. I'd be shocked if that happened. So, yeah, I don't think this has anything to do with Hackett, because if he's trying to prove Hackett wrong, he didn't prove Hackett wrong with Russell Wilson. He ended up getting rid of him. So Hackett was right. Russell Wilson wasn't good enough.
If anybody wants to stick it to anybody, it's Hackett to stick it to Peyton. Peyton said what he said. I don't think you can give up draft equity to stick it to somebody. Oh, I could be wrong, but I don't think he just thinks he's going to get a quarterback that he might be able to work with.
Chris in the Bronx. Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
I'm a big, huge fan. I'm on my way to the draft, but I came up with something that I think is going to rock, and if this happens, it's going to be amazing.
All right.
I want the Jets to pick Neighbors. Why? Because then it's Mr. Rogers' Neighbors.
Oh, you kidding me?
Oh,
the Post will love it.
Oh, that's brilliant, Chris. Brilliant. Well, I'll tell you what. Malik Neighbors can drop the 10. I mean, he could, especially with the run on quarterbacks, especially if McCarthy is drafted, you know, in the top 5 or 6, then that's, you know, you're pushing all the skill position players down. You just are.
You know, I got destroyed earlier on Twitter, Michael.
How? From who? From what? Tell me.
Some yo-yo like Pickles. It wasn't Pickles, but someone
Pickles.
Someone who's Pickles or Jace basically screamed at me for suggesting that Aaron Rodgers may have weighed in on who the Jets will pick with their first pick.
I would be shocked if he hasn't weighed in.
The
person said no.
No, I'm an idiot. They worry about the Commanders. What kind of moron are you to think that he would weigh in? Let's see. Your hate for Rodgers is unbelievable, and because no one can dare say anything to you. Worry about your Commanders at 2. Stop trying to create more stupid rumors. Why would any NFL team ask their quarterback, or why wouldn't any NFL team ask their quarterback for such a stupid question? Well, I just said, how much input do you think he had? I don't know if you know this, Dennis Gonzalez. Aaron Rodgers, input-wise, is not the average quarterback. Sam Darnold is not going to have the same conversation with the Vikings today that Aaron Rodgers is having with the Jets. It's not a diss to Rodgers, but as one of our listeners replied, I mean, the dude weighs in on every topic on earth. You don't think he's weighing in on who the Jets are drafting?
Right, he weighs in on vaccines and AIDS and stuff like that, but he's not going to tell
He's laying Dennis. Out on this,
yeah.
though.
Right. He has no opinion
I'm going to sit this out.
Yeah,
come on, Dennis.
I love it.
The guy, he was responsible for so many of the players they got last year. He's going to sit this out? Yeah, apologize to Peter. Call up and apologize to him.
Don't tweet it. Call it. We want to hear it.
Call up and say you're sorry, sir. No. I'm sorry, sir. Call him sir or crew.
Did you address, in the beginning of the show, guys, did you address the Sauce Gardner tweet from earlier?
That it's in his hometown?
No.
What?
He tweeted, if we draft Rome, Bowers, Marvin Harrison Jr., Neighbors, or Joe Alt, I will be announcing the pick today. If anybody besides the guys I named are the pick at 10, you all will not see me announcing the pick.
Did you also see that earlier in the week he tweeted out, I can't believe it's in my hometown, and somebody subtweeted and go, you mean it's in Yonkers? So they never forget, Don. They never forget.
I wonder if he forgot. I think he
forgot he was even on the show.
Hold on. By the way, Sauce posted a lot more than that today, Don. He was having a lot of fun today.
Okay.
All day long. Just got a word that we're drafting a DB or D lineman at pick 10. Can't reveal my source at the moment. Then he reposted and wrote, my source is embarrassed to reveal itself. New source. Just trust me, bro. Then he posted what you said. After that, he wrote, I'm a licensed troll. Proceed with caution. So he's just messing around, it seems like.
Peter, why don't you tell us about FanDuel while he's messing around?
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Michael, and I'm happy to tell you about FanDuel because the NBA playoffs are rocking, and all customers get a chance to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. Just place an SGP, that's the same-game parlay, on any playoff matchup, and you get bonus bets back if you don't win. You can bet on everything, rebounds to assists to three-pointers, whatever combo you're looking for tonight. Maybe tonight in that Knicks-Sixers game 3. Just visit FanDuel.com/Peter and shoot your shot on America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over and physically present in New York. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help. With a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Get more in the new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup. Lease the all-new 2024 Mazda CX-90 PHEV Preferred for just $299 a month at Ramsey Mazda. Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN R1157064. MSRP 51,320. Ends 4/30/24.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle. Proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. We're talking about the draft tonight. If you want to listen to the draft, okay, all you have to do is go to the ESPN New York app, and we have a tile there that's dedicated to the draft. You click on that, you'll hear the entire draft. Now, on 98.7, coverage starts at 7 for the Knicks Game 3 in Philly against the Sixers. Again, that'll be on 98.7, pregame show at 7, tip off at 7:30. Then if you prefer Islanders Hurricanes, a must-win game 3 for them, then that is on 10:50 a.m. Coverage starts at 7, and the puck drops at 7:30. So you're all set up. All set up. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Cranford. Mike.
Hi, guys. I really enjoy the show. I wanted to bring up a point that came up before about Drake May. I don't know where he's going, but North Carolina not being a place where quarterbacks come from. Well, you look at Josh Allen, Wyoming, Patrick Mahomes, Texas Tech. You look at plenty of examples. C.J. Stroud last year with Ohio State, supposedly not a great quarterback school. So, again, I think attaching a quarterback to a school is a tricky way to go.
I agree,
Mike, but, I mean, you also have to look at the schedule that a team plays, the amount of skilled position players around them. I mean, there are schools that are better suited to develop players like that. USC, the quarterbacks coming out of USA haven't been great. Oregon has become a football school. Washington's a pretty good offensive school. Michigan, Ohio State. I look at schools that play great schedules and play tough opponents.
That's it.
As schools that are going to develop NFL players.
I felt the conversation about the school was more directed at, let's not look at the stats, because not every school, as Michael said, is the same schedule and all that. I mean, listen, if you're playing for Ohio State and you're excelling, even though they are not known to develop quarterbacks, you know those stats are legit. You're playing for a national championship every year. You're playing big-time schools. It's a little bit of a different story. But, listen, you can come from anywhere.
No, absolutely. When I think pedigree, it's just about what kind of school it is and what kind of football they play in year in, year out. But absolutely right. You never know where someone's going to come from.
All right, so this is who UNC played this past season. Let's see. Boston College, North Carolina State, Florida State, Wake Forest, Georgia Tech, Virginia, Duke, Pittsburgh, North Carolina Central, James Madison, Minnesota, Charlotte, North Carolina State in
It's called the ACC and a couple other teams,
yeah,
including Minnesota. I mean, right. That's basically it.
Thank you for clearing that up.
There you go.
1-800-919-3776. Let's go to John in the truck. John.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good. What's going on, John?
I just wanted to reiterate Don's point about the team's really not knowing where they're going, and add to that at the end of the day, it has to do with the player and also has to do with where they go. Basically advertise they're going to be, oh, this is the great draft class, this is a deep draft class, and you look at the Zach Wilson draft class, you look at the Mariota and Winston draft class and where all those quarterbacks are now, and all the times that you see quarterbacks get passed over. The Carson Wentz, Jared Goff class, the only quarterback from that class that's still on their own team is Dak Prescott. So they don't know. And Don, you probably could do the same job that they're doing and you could be collecting those millions because you have about the same shot at getting it right as they do.
I just don't have – there's a couple of things that I don't have the same information, and I don't know how to look at that information the way they do. But the percentages are probably the same. It's like making a pick every when we do our picks every week on Friday. Like we can have all the knowledge, we could do all the work, and still get it wrong, and then you know, my wife who doesn't follow football can end up winning. I mean, sometimes it just comes down to that. But I think I'd rather use the information to be able to look at it differently as to whether I get it right or not. And also, did the general manager pick the right players around him? Did they pick the right coach to develop the quarterback? And I think from a Giant perspective, Michael, you got to feel like whoever they draft will be given the best chance to succeed from a coaching standpoint. Because I think Dable at least has a pedigree of developing a quarterback.
Let's go to Steven in Springfield. Steven.
I think that if Dan Marino in his prime was the quarterback of the Giants last year with their offensive line and their lack of receivers, they're mediocre at best. They need to fill in the rest before they go and get a quarterback.
Yeah, but you don't get – I understand what you're saying, Stephen, but you don't get a 10-year plan. That's not the way the league works anymore. You got to expedite things. So if you're going to fill in the rest before you get a quarterback, that could be 2 or 3 years down the line.
And also, you're not going to be guaranteed to be, you know, in a position to pick so high, especially with a quarterback heavy draft. So
you might not be in position to pick. Well, it might not be Joe Shane.
Now, and they do the work, right? So they know who's coming out of the draft, or at least an idea who's coming out of the draft next year, even though some may have not announced it yet. If you love the guy, you take him. Again, it's not bread and milk. I need milk. I'm going to go buy milk. It doesn't matter if it's 7-Eleven or A&P or wherever, Stop and Shop. I'm just going to go get it. But I don't know if the quarterbacks, how next year's quarterbacks are going to be. So it's not like you just go, all right, well, next year we'll just grab the next great quarterback. Well, what like Peter says, what if you're not drafting high enough to get it? What if there is no great quarterback draft next year?
I'm a big ShopRite guy. I don't know about you, Don, but ShopRite always does me proud.
I got to tell you, it usually does not disappoint. You're right.
Okay.
It feels like, I don't want to say exotic, but if there's something kind of off the grid, it's most likely at ShopRite.
Beautiful.
Like these kids, the kids have this floss that they love, this flavored floss. Mm-hmm. Can only get it at ShopRite.
Well, then you have to go to ShopRite then. I keep expecting the can girls, the whole deal. Let's go to Jason in Rockaway. Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Just driving on my way home. About to pick up my son. We're very excited for the draft tonight.
Okay. Should be fun.
So I had an idea that I haven't heard anyone else talk about. So let's say I'm a Giants fan. So let's say that McCarthy makes it past the fifth pick, lands to the sixth, and the Giants have you know, they've done a lot of pre-visits, and clearly they've done a lot of work with McCarthy. They've at least shown some interest. I don't believe they think that he's their guy, but as part of a smokescreen, I think that they could convince a team like the Vikings to say, hey, we're interested in this kid, but if you guys want to move up, we'd be interested in swapping one of your picks and Justin Jefferson for the sixth pick. It's a win-win in my eyes because it lets the Vikings keep one of their other first-round picks. It gets the quarterback that they want, and it allows them to not have to pay Justin Jefferson, which reports are saying they are not really keen on if they have to bring in a rookie. And for the Giants, it solves their wide receiver problem and still keeps a pick for later in the round. Wanted to hear you guys' thoughts on that.
Well, I like how you dream, but if you're bringing in a quarterback, you're bringing in a quarterback because you want to keep Justin Jefferson. And in the price of wide receivers are what the is what it is right now. It's $30 million a year starting with St. Brown. So Jefferson is better than St. Brown. So if you want to keep one of the best wide receivers, you're going to have to pay him. I just don't think he would take their money right now if Sam Darnold is the starting quarterback this year. Or if he doesn't see something for the future. So I don't think they would give that up. I think the Giants would make that. If they didn't love McCarthy, and you could get, what are the Vikings picking, 10th? They're picking 11th?
Yeah.
I think they would take the 11th and Justin Jefferson for that move, I think.
I'm just looking at the Giants' cap space for, it's like a little over $6 million. You know, that has to play into it too. You don't want to make a trade for a guy and then you can't fit him. Like, so you got, because you're gonna have to pay him, as you said, a ton of money. I think they'd probably want to because he's a great wide receiver, but you're already paying Jones $40 million this year. Like, so you got to try to make it all work. Now Jones comes off the books, you would think, after this year, and if you draft a quarterback, you're not gonna have to pay the quarterback for a while, but you've also got to make it fit financially.
Let's go to Scott in Pearl River. What's up, Scott?
Hi. So this is what's going on, okay? So I'm listening to the TMKS podcast, you know, where I get my podcast.
Yeah.
And let me switch out of my speaker. All right, you can hear me?
Yeah, you sound good. Fine.
Okay. And I'm listening to Peter just get berated and attacked by this man for the last 2.5 days. About up for grabs, which, by the way, I don't think anyone noticed because it was like all when it all started and everyone was talking over each other. The very first time that Peter said anything negative about up for grabs, Michael's initial reaction was to tell him to leap off of a roof. I don't know if anyone even caught that.
I didn't remember that.
Wow.
Go back and check it.
No. You don't have to, Scott. I said it.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay.
All right. And, keep going. And you know what? On Passover, no less, our yuntiv is when this is all happening and going down. But you know, it's really got me thinking, like, I'm honestly, like, looking forward, and I think I'm ready for it because, you know, I'm listening to the podcast, and I just want to turn on to the radio, 98.7 ESPN. Oh. I just want to hear Don and Peter on the Ryan Rucco show. I think I'm just ready for that.
Wow, the Ryan – so you think Rucco takes over this show as almost a precursor to him taking over the Yankee broadcast? Mm. Wow.
I was going to say, what a curveball that would be. Michael's fearing that Rucco's going to take his Yankee job, but actually takes this job.
Scott, you know that roof that I talked about with Peter? Yeah. Why don't you get up there, too?
Oh, you know what?
Bring Peter up there.
Yeah. Quick Yankee note. Aaron Boone said that DJ LeMayo's fracture is, in fact, healed. The latest imaging just showed the swelling that caused some soreness. And John Birdie is going to start a rehab assignment on Sunday. So there you have that. Let's go to Mike in Rockland County.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Long time listener, first time caller.
Thanks.
I wanted to ask about Caleb Williams. So why is Chicago, why anybody so big on Caleb Williams when USC has not produced a viable quarterback? They've had Sanchez, which I'm a big Jets fan and I love Sanchez, but you have Sanchez, Darnold, Leinart, Palmer. None of them really did good in the NFL. And what makes him a big difference?
Well, Carson Palmer was not terrible. And Mark Sanchez brought the Jets to 2 straight AFC championship games. You know, as far as I know, UNC has not, you know, actually produced a lot of linebackers, but they produced Lawrence Taylor. Sometimes you got to look beyond where they're coming from. It's different coaches.
I'm not saying you shouldn't take a guy that you love because you went to USC, but clearly it's a thing. Tons of quarterbacks have been taken from there, And you mentioned Carson Palmer, but I don't know if he was first overall pick worthy for his career. He had a nice career, but there's been a lot of busts.
Yep.
I don't know why. There's been different coaches. So I don't know. You shouldn't believe in jinxes if you're a general manager. But if everything is equal, I can understand you maybe steering away from a USC guy. But in this case, everything doesn't seem equal. This is the number one pick.
Let's go to Nick in Ringwood. Nicky, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
All good. All good.
Yo, I guarantee Knicks are winning by 20 tonight. Come on.
So you're guaranteeing that, Nick. You're guaranteeing.
I'm guaranteeing it right now.
All right, so what's going to happen if you're wrong?
What happens if they don't, Nick? Are you going to call back and say I was wrong, guys?
I want more.
Yes, probably.
You got to give me more than that.
Well, or my dad will slap me.
Something has to be sacrificed.
I like the cut of your jib, Nick. I
$100 donation to a charity of our choice.
Wow. How about that?
Okay, yeah. What charity? Any charity, bud.
Well, we'll come up with something. So you'll do that.
All right, perfect. Yeah, either if they don't win, my dad's going to kick me out of my house, or what's going to happen?
You know, Nick's a young guy, Don. Don't be taking money out of his pocket.
Well, then don't be guaranteeing. He's got to be.
He just feels confident about things.
He's certainly old enough to be held responsible for his actions.
How old are you, Nick?
25.
Yeah, come on, Michael. Give me a break.
All right. Well, we'll see. Nick, you could be right. And what does he get, Don, if he's right? What are you giving him?
He gets to be the guy that guaranteed it and was right.
Oh, gee, what a sport you are.
I know. What am I supposed to give him? I didn't tell him to call. He gets to call up, and he gets to have the, hey, I'm the guy that guaranteed. That's something. But I need him to lose something if he's wrong. See, that's $100 to our charity of choice.
Don's supposed to be the nice guy, and I'm supposed to be the mean guy. Now you see what it's like, right?
Yeah, I can clearly see how it's like. Yeah. But Don reminds me just like of my dad. Don would definitely kick my ass.
We like his dad, right, Michael?
Yeah, we love his dad. Sure. Wow. Well, Nick, let's see if you're right. Call in tomorrow. Peter, what do you have to say? You stuttered there a little bit.
I was just thinking about tonight. I wonder if the Knicks are able to take the Sixers' heart early. I wonder if, based on the season of frustration, you have a Sixers crowd that's ready to fold.
The crowd's not soft. The Sixers are soft.
No, I know that. But you know what, Don? Hear me out. It's not a year where I think this fan base actually believes they're going to do anything. Like, I don't think they believe that. And I think if you take their heart early, there's a chance that this building will not be up for grabs.
I think Peter's right. I think it's up for grabs in the sense of, are they going to cheer their team on through the adversity, or are they going to turn on them?
And you mean actually up for grabs? So you mean actually up for grabs?
And I believe that this whole process thing is an irritant to this fan base. They came in believing that even though they were the 7 seed, that they were the better team. And if they're down early, I can see this crowd turning on them.
Well, spring into gear at Bay Ridge Honda, your go-to Honda dealer serving the 5 boroughs of New York. Drive home one of over 280 new Hondas, plus make no payments for 90 days. Bay Ridge Plus benefits come with every new vehicle, and get an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. Shop now in Brooklyn and online at BayRidgeHonda.com. No payments for 90 days with approved credit for well-qualified buyers only. Bay Ridge Plus, provided by EFG Companies. See dealer for details. Ends 4/30/24.
Don LaGreca here to tell you about my friends at Bathfitter. They remodeled my mom's bath, did an awesome job. The process was easy, one expert installer, even with the customization she needed for a cast iron tub. It was done in one day with no demo or mess. It's a beautiful, high-quality, permanent solution. Bathfitter provides a lifetime guarantee, 3 million happy customers like my mom, and for a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. So start designing your bath today at BathfitterDesign.com. There's only one Bathfitter.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. The Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass. That was the knock on the Knicks going in. You can't win with a point guard that size and, you know, all the reasons that you just said that the other guys are going to have to step up. And then when the other guys step up right before your eyes in the first two games is, well, I don't know if that's sustainable. Well, I mean, they're answering the questions that we had about them. Can they be more than just Jalen Brunson? And the answer so far has been a glorious yes. Plus, they got way more heart than a lot of these teams. They got more cubes than the Sixers. That matters too, doesn't it? Like, you're looking at strictly at X's and O's, and it makes a lot of sense, but the heart and stuff that isn't analytically driven is probably the reason they won those two games.
We are tied at two. Tomorrow will prove who the greatest is. We are tied at two. Let's go to Simcha in Philly.
Simcha?
How do we pronounce that?
I'm guessing, yeah. Simcha.
Let Peter go with it. Let Peter go with it. You got it.
Right. Simcha. Happy Pesach.
Peter, happy Pesach. Michael, Don, I love you. Peter, have a happy Pesach. I hope you had a great Seder.
Thank you, buddy. You too.
I did. Listen, I missed the Knick game, but, you know, when it found out the next morning, it was an exciting...
Don't worry. It wasn't even good. You didn't even miss anything. I mean, what really happened?
Yeah, no. I heard it was a pretty boring win. listen, I'm on the way. I'm going to be by the stadium in a couple minutes. And I honestly think we're about to take the stadium down. I think Knicks fans are going to – I think we're going to overtake the stadium. Like Don just said, or we just heard the – said in the point – like Don was alluding to in the point guard, like we just heard. I think we're going to take down the stadium. We're going to be the louder crowd. Philly fans are going to boo. They're going to leave halfway through the draft to see if the Eagles are going to draft Cooper DeGene or whoever it is. You know, I think they already checked out in Philly basketball. You know, I think this is when New York finally takes over Philly. I think this clinches it. What do you guys think?
So you think that Wells Fargo is up for grabs tonight?
I don't think it's up for grabs. I think Knicks fans are already. We're the betting favorites, I think, to own this place.
No, you're not the betting favorites. The betting favorites are the Sixers are 5.5-point favorites. So I wouldn't be that cocky. I don't think it's going to be like it was during the regular season when Knicks fans overtake a place. They're not. There's going to be more Philly fans than there are Knicks fans.
Of course. There'll be Knicks fans in there, and I think you'll hear them if they're winning the game and the fans do end up turning on this team. Whether they take over the building, I don't think that'll happen. Maybe in the waning seconds when everybody leaves, but let him be optimistic, Michael. He's happy. He was forced to miss the last game because of the holiday. Now he's doing the exact opposite. He went from missing the game, Peter. Now he's going to be at the road arena.
That's a fan.
That's how you do it. Kenny in Pennsylvania. Kenny, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? That big fan. But anyway, I'm a Knicks fan, right? I live in Eastern PA. I work all the way in Union, New Jersey. And
wow.
Those fans over there is crazy. Listen, I can get in tonight, and I'm almost home. I'm thinking I'm going to the game. $75, and I'm getting in, standing room, or they have some sort of a place where all the fans just gather. $75? You got to be kidding. What kind of fans does Philly have? That place should have been packed.
Wait, so wait. But what? It's $75 to get in. You'll actually be in the building
from the box office, yeah, or from secondary sales.
Well, from StubHub, and you could walk up to where ticket sales are. Say, hey, you know what? I just want one. What do you got? Just go check right now. $75, and I'm in. I'm in. So I'm going to tell my wife, honey, I love you, but you know what? I got to go. Boom.
I'm looking right now on StubHub to see what things look like.
Hey, by the way, goodbye to Yes, batting practice show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Wake up, Lip.
Stay right here on 98.7. Go ahead, Pete.
Listen, on StubHub, it's not like a Knicks game, you know? But, I mean, the cheapest seat I'm seeing, this is StubHub. The cheapest seat I'm seeing to sit anywhere, you could sit in the absolute corner, section 205A, up top corner, 134. He's talking about the assembly room, where you can get in for what I see is $96. And essentially, guys, it's a standing room, like, above, at the top of the stadium. So, I'm going to give him a break. Now, I will say this. You could get down pretty close to the floor for like $750, which you certainly couldn't do at MSG.
They are down 2-0.
They're down 2-0, and like I tell Don, this just feeds my point even more. This isn't a year when they believe it's happening. This is not, the Sixers fans this year are not the Celtics fans this year. They don't believe they're going on a magic ride. They don't see it.
Yeah, I don't know how to tell you, because they are passionate fans, so it's not like they don't care about their team, but down 2-0 in a year where maybe they don't believe, and they think they've got a chance to maybe, you know, make a few bucks by selling the tickets. It sounds like some of them are doing that.
I mean, meanwhile, in order to try to sit, you know, at MSG for game five, for around $400, you can sit in hell. I mean, the cheapest I am seeing is in the high threes to sit up at the top. That's tough. Oh, there's a 338 in section 418.
Wow.
It's like watching from the Empire State Building.
Interesting.
I mean, that's crazy, though. I mean, it really is. I will say this, guys. I've never seen the prices to get into Knicks games right now are kind of unlike anything I've ever seen.
I can't even get into the suite.
Well, I know. And they won't even let Michael Kay sit down and have a chicken tender like the man that he is.
Yeah, I was actually asked by a big-time boss yesterday, Don, why weren't you in the suite? I said I wasn't invited.
Really? Don, you should have heard the guilt trip he was laying on.
How was it? Was it beautiful, Peter?
It was uncomfortable. I had to pretend like I couldn't hear it.
He was right behind me listening.
I was right behind Don. I had to pretend I couldn't hear it because it's so uncomfortable to hear him having this full-on pity party about how no one loves him.
That was not the take. The take was you're supposed to ask your afternoon drive people to come into the suite.
I agree. And not have it told to them, don't think they can sit down.
Yeah, like if you sit, we'll chop your legs off. No, I don't want to hear that.
I agreed with you. I just was uncomfortable.
Well, that's what I do. I make people uncomfortable.
On StubHub, if you're interested, Don, maybe last minute you want to go sit in the front row on the court for game five at MSG. Any guess, guys? For
$5,000.
Don, two tickets. How much each?
Each?
StubHub, yeah. Game 5, VIP club access.
$10,000.
The asking price currently on StubHub is $26,000 per ticket.
But I always say this, and Don agrees, if you can afford it, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. If you can
pay that, then yeah, do it.
Well, how about this, though? Here's the funniest part. And this is what's so interesting about the NBA and like what it means to have your feet on the wood. Two rows back, guys, right behind those seats, $3,200 a ticket.
Now, what day would game five be?
This would be next Tuesday.
I'll be in Baltimore.
April 30th, yeah.
Easily the most anticipated sporting event of the year, the pickleball showdown between Team DiPietro and Rothenberg and Team Anita Marks and Amani Toomer. It's Sunday, May 5th at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. Pre-game coverage kicks off on ESPN New York at 9 a.m. with a live broadcast hosted by Anita Marks as she sets the stage. Then shortly after the show, the paddles come out for the Pickleball Showdown for the Ages. Hey, be there on May 5th to witness this showcase event at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, spring into savings at Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle with special offers on over 500 new and many low-mileage pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking to upgrade to the latest model or explore new features and technologies, now's the time to consider your options. They also have a $7,500 lease rebate on Mercedes-Benz EVs and hybrids. Ask about additional American Express cardholder benefits. Visit them at mbnewrochelle.com or in person and tell them that Michael K. sent you. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. Well, if you're like me, you love to spend time at home. My home is my happy place. I've been telling you that my home needed a refresh, so I chose the painting professionals at Serta Pro Painters. They exceeded my expectations. I easily scheduled online, and my Serta Pro Painter consultant provided a free estimate on site. Quick, easy. We walked through the detailed estimate, and I was able to book the project right there and then. And the painting, well, it was exceptional. Serta Pro Painters offers a warranty, so I have confidence that they will stand by their work. And they'll make sure I'm completely satisfied. Free estimates, reliable communication, professional painting, all at the right price. Are you ready to paint and take products and take projects off your to-do list? Contact Serta Pro Painters and get started today. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They're a local business you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.